It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done?
Welcome to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle, normally along with Tom Claxton, who's off tonight. But I know y'all have missed us for the last couple weeks, and I am actually here live tonight. You know, this is not a recorded show.
That means people can call in and ask questions and
yep.
moan and groan about their vehicle disasters.
Exactly. I'm going to ask everybody to call in and give us something to talk about, because I don't have the mouth of the South over here to keep things rolling tonight. So
343-0106.
And Car Doctor Show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, Mobile's oldest GM dealer, Alabama Pipe and Supply, Atmore Dragway, and Ed's Seafood Shed. And speaking of Atmore Dragway, we've got they got some events coming up here. They got Friday the 7th, Friday night street drags, test and tune. Gates open at 6, hot track at 7. Let's see, Saturday the 8th, they have street style G-body shootout. Gates open at 1, test and tune at 4 p.m. And on the 9th, they have Cash Sunday, Grudge Cast Sunday. Test and tune, gates open at 4, hot track at 5. So they got some good stuff coming up.
And I'd like to say something, because I've never done this before, but we were looking at upcoming events, and I'm inviting listeners to do this. If you've never been to Atmore Dragway and you want to see what it looks like, just Google Atmore, what is it?
Atmore Dragway.
Yeah, Atmore Dragway, and man, they got a beautiful picture of the drag strip, and I was asking you how long that strip is.
Yeah, it's an eighth-mile track.
Yeah, that means it's going to be quick.
It was built basically to be a quarter-mile track. It's got plenty of shutdown area on the other end. It's really a nice track, nice facility. They spent a lot of money on it over the last several years, redoing grandstands, concessions, you know, the track itself.
How fast can those cars go in an eighth of a mile?
Well, some of those things get up there pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, a 4-second pass is not unheard of, and somewhere close to 200 mile an hour, you know,
wow.
in an eighth of a mile.
So, all right, now how do they stop at the other end then?
Parachutes and good brakes.
So, oh, okay.
And that's where having a good shutdown area.
And they don't have a big mountain of dirt like they do on runaway
At the other end,
the
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
You know, there's always a last
if all
worst case
fails.
Scenario if all else fails thing at the other end.
Does it say what are the normal days of racing?
Well, they race normally Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So they have their grudge race deal on Sunday, and their test and tune, you know, Friday nights, as well as some different events and that as well on Saturday. And they just kind of vary it, and they you know, kind of roll different events in and out throughout the year just to keep things shook up just a little bit.
And is it always two cars side by side?
Yeah, pretty much always two cars side by side. You know, some of their time trial stuff, you know, it may be just one car, but they, you know, to make things go faster, they pair them up, even though they may not even be racing at that point.
But, you know, Kevin, I know you've raced cars before, oval track and that sort of thing. Have you done any drag strip racing?
I've done a little drag racing over the years, and it's been a long time.
What's the hardest part of it? Being able to
basically
strap in.
Well, the biggest part is trying to get your car consistent and know what it's going to do every time. That's where you know they get into this, not bracket racing, but in a index racing where your car needs to run a 650, you know, or a 6.0, and you got to get it to where it's dead on a 6.0 every time. But you can't go faster than that.
Is the steering locked down, or do you?
No.
It difficult to lose control of?
No, it's very easy to lose control. So, the you know, they're a handful to drive. You would think you're just going straight, so it shouldn't be that big a deal. But you're trying to put that kind of power to the ground, and it can get out of control in a hurry.
Well, and your steering wheels are probably not always on the ground, are they?
No. When you're taking off, they're usually hanging in the air. So you better have
which
it pointed the right direction.
I was going to say, which means you don't steer it very much.
No, it's going wherever it's pointed at that point.
You know, that's got to be exciting to see. And I hate to confess, I've been to a number of regular races, but I've never been to a drag strip.
Yeah. It's a different deal. Yeah, there's you get into some of the faster cars, and there's a whole lot to it, and a lot of tuning, and you know, especially when you get into the grudge race stuff, where it's just basically run as fast as you can run. So there's no breakouts, no anything. It's just you got to beat that other guy to the other end. You're trying to wring every little bit out of your car and try and get it to the ground. Which is the biggest part, just trying to get it to the ground and get it to stick.
My wife and I got to have to go soon. And it's easy to find I-65, and it's up there near the casino at Atmore.
Yeah, it's actually right there at Wind Creek Casino right there in Atmore.
Same exit.
You'll see the drag strip before you see the casino. And
I bet on Friday and Saturday nights they can hear the drag strip.
Oh, you know they can. So we're going to try and get Brian Smith to call in here. But
now, I don't know Brian, so who is he?
Brian is the sales manager from UJ Chevrolet, and he's going to be trying to call in sometime after the break here. But sound like his son just fell and bumped his head, so he's not feeling real good right this second. But they're going to get him up and moving around here and get Brian to call in just a little bit.
Okay, well, I hope so, because there's a lot of things going on at UJ.
Oh yeah,
I love the TV commercials. What was it since 19 when?
19, well, 39, 40.
Yeah.
So it's
older than me.
I think officially it's 1939, but they were really up and running in 1940. It's been
now originally that looked like a downtown location.
It was in it was not in downtown, but it was in and I'm drawing a blank now. It in the Pritchard area.
Yeah.
But it was and then it was out on the interstate the Pritchard exit right there. Exit is right there at 43.
Pritchard 8 mile exit.
8 mile exit. And actually sitting on the Mobile Pritchard City Line. Half the building was in, half was out. They were there for many, many years, and they've been out here on Airport Boulevard for going on 20. It's not quite there yet, but they've been out there about 18 years, I believe.
Almost to Schillinger's.
Almost to Schillinger's.
Yeah.
And got a heck of an inventory. Mobile's only family-owned Chevrolet dealer. So it's good people to work for. Got a heck of an inventory. Got a lot of stuff going, and moving some cars. And you know, it's always good to have fresh inventory out there. Because believe me, every time you come through, there's going to be something different out there. Because we're constantly doing the pre delivery inspections for our new cars for sure. But we've got a whole bunch of new stuff come along. We got our the new Blazers, the new body trucks. The new Blazers are really nice looking vehicle. It's come along, and we've got quite a few of them on the ground now. We were having a little issues getting them there for a little while because everybody wanted them, and trying to keep them on the ground was always an issue, but we got a few on the ground now, and we were able to get ahead of the curve there and get some for people to come see. But I want to invite everybody to come out, and hopefully we can get Brian on the phone here in just a little bit. But
test drive still a possibility?
Oh, yeah. They'd be glad to take you for a test drive and let you see what they're capable of.
The reason I brought that up, because I see these TV ads for this place where you can buy cars on the Internet. And I just can't imagine making that kind of investment and not being able to try it out.
Well, and you can go to this big, building or whatever, and put in a receipt basically, and it spits a car out at you, and you take it and go home. And but
what's the fun in that?
Well, you know, where is if I'm going to make a purchase, a major purchase, I'm going to be able to sit down in front of somebody and know that I can go back and sit down in front of them again if I have an issue, and try and work it out. You know, that's the big thing to me, is I need to know where I can go see that person that I'm spending that kind of money with.
That's right.
And so
kind of establish a relationship with
exactly.
the dealership.
Exactly.
Since you guys did a repeat show last week, somebody turned the music off, me, but I forgot to turn it back on, so we just got to go to the commercials.
Cold. All right. Well, it sounds like we'll get Charlie to fix that while we're on break, maybe. But,
that's right, and will that work for you if we could just go straight?
Absolutely. We'll go straight to break, but I'm going to let you hear from our fine sponsors, and we'll be back.
06.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is The Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, normally along with Tom Claxton, who's off tonight. But I want to thank everybody for listening. And if you have any questions, give us a call, 343-0106, or send us a text to that same number, 343-0106. But we do have Mr. Brian Smith online with us, the sales manager from UJ Chevrolet. Brian, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, doing great. Doing great as always. You get Noah all calmed down and everything okay now?
Oh, yeah. He's good, just being a boy.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're pretty resilient at that age, you know.
I've noticed whenever he falls or anything, he bounces pretty well. So
Yeah. Normally, as long as you don't acknowledge that you know they may have hurt themselves, they usually don't realize it themselves either. So
this one was a little bit louder than normal though.
Yeah. Well, as long as he's okay, that's the big thing. That's for sure.
Oh yeah.
So you know, I know they've had me overloaded with trying to get new cars set up and out there on the lot for you to sell, so that tells me that y'all are moving them pretty well up there.
You know, we are. I think I've made them a little bit nervous about 2 months ago when they started seeing how many vehicles we had coming in and wondering, did my finger get stuck on a button with ordering? And we've had just a few coming in, so They're happy to get them out, and we've been selling them, so that's always a good thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And if anybody feels a need to have a car that will definitely stand out in a parking lot, I know we do have at least one Camaro there that will fit that bill.
We actually sold it today.
Guys, you did.
All the way from Florida to come get that car.
Yeah, I did not know that. But
What color was it?
You know, it was one of those colors that when I saw it on the color chart, I said, you know what? That's a new color. It's a color that'll only look good on a Camaro, so why not? Let's order it and let's see what happens.
Yep.
And it's definitely drawn some attention for the first week or so that it was there, and somebody came in today from Florida, said, I saw it online, and got to have it.
Well, you knew that's the way it was going to be. Somebody was just going to have it, you know.
Exactly, and that's what we that when I ordered it, I packaged it that way, thinking, all right, this is the right way to package it for somebody and appeal to the most people. And it was an attention getter. It definitely had people stopping and staring when they would drove by.
Yeah, if it's if you can paint a car a neon color, that was pretty much it. So
yeah, and do you know what the actual name of that color is called?
No,
it's actually called Shock.
Yeah, it fits.
It really does. Really does.
It definitely does. So if anybody feels the need to have a Camaro with a color named Shock on it, which is kind of a highlighter yellow greenish looking color. It definitely stands out in a crowd, no doubt.
Yeah. Absolutely. I know Bud and Don were a little nervous at first when they saw the color, like, what have you done this time?
Well, that's,
trust me, I think it'll sell.
Oh yeah. It's not the first time you made them nervous, so that's okay. Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. You got to keep them worried every once in a while. That's all
especially
right.
Especially when I told them, I said, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to get that color in the Corvette next time.
Yeah, I'd be willing to bet they stopped that one. But
yeah, they did. They said, "Whoa, hold up now."
Exactly. But I know we've got a pretty good inventory of everything out there right now. But
you know, we really do. Our inventory, I look at where we are this year versus this point last year, and our inventory is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And we're in a lot better position moving forward, just as far as selections of trucks, with Tahoes, with Traverses, Equinoxes, just an absolutely fantastic selection.
Yeah, and the new Blazer, we've got several of those on the ground.
We do. You know, that's one vehicle with the Blazer that has been really well with selling. In fact, I don't know if you've heard yet, you know they're coming back with the Trailblazer.
No, I did not know that.
It was just announced, actually, this past Friday. They are bringing back the Trailblazer. It's going to be a little bit smaller than the Blazer, but the pictures I've seen, it is a it's a sharp-looking vehicle. My wife may be driving that for her next one.
There you go. You know, and I know they're getting away from some of the cars.
They are.
And going towards the SUV, even the smaller crossover, you know, SUV-type vehicles.
Right.
Which are just what everybody wants now. I mean, that's just what everybody's going towards.
You know, it really is. For what you're paying for the price of a car, with this room that you get and the gas mileage you get.
Oh, yeah.
You can get an SUV now that carries more items, more room, more leg room, same gas mileage for the same price.
Right.
Well, who's going to choose a car?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my wife drives a 18 Equinox, and, you know, we absolutely love it. I mean, it's she likes a smaller vehicle, and and that one's kind of on the large size for her, you know, but, you know, it's plenty roomy enough for me, you know, our stuff. You know, it's not unusual to get close to 40 miles a gallon on the highway. So where's the downside? Yeah,
exactly. I know my wife, she's driving a Traverse. And, you know, it's one thing for me to obviously sell them, to talk about how what I think about them until, you know, you actually really put them on the road. And I can't say enough of the good things about the Traverse. We took a trip last year down to Disney World, and I was shocked. I mean, I knew it would do well on the interstate.
Yeah.
But it was one of those vehicles at the end of it, you get out of it, and you know, obviously you're tired, but you know what? I don't feel worn out from it.
Yep.
And I was blown away, really, by it. And then with the new Silverado, last weekend, Memorial Day weekend, we went out on the water and towed a boat with the new Silverado for the first time. And going from towing even with an 18 model truck to a 19 model truck, it was almost like the truck didn't know that boat was back there.
Right.
Not that the 18 towed bad or anything, because it didn't. But it was just an entirely different experience.
Well, and something I've noticed with the 19 model trucks is, one, they're smoother. They feel stiffer as far as the chassis body, you know, but you don't get the movement out of it that you did on the other. The handling's better. You know, they have, you know, the 5.3 with the 8-speed is pretty much, you know, carried over from last year. But we do have other, you know, engine powertrain combinations that are new for this year for the 19s. And, you know, heck, I drove a four-cylinder Silverado, you know, a little bit here, you know, a couple weeks ago. And I was extremely impressed with it.
You know, I was too when when we first heard that we had a four-cylinder coming out to pick up truck, I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll raise my hand. I was in that stereotypical crowd of, you know, this is a terrible decision. We're talking about a pickup truck. This is America. We got to have a 5.3, a V8 in it.
Right.
And when it came out, I was like, well, I'm not going to order a single one. Well, Chevrolet said, yes, you are.
Right.
Told them, said, no, I'm and said, no, I'm not. And Chevrolet said, well, watch this. We're going to send you a couple of them.
Right.
And when we caught them in, you know, I was like, all right, let me try and set my biases aside and drive it. And I was absolutely impressed.
Yeah.
And with how well it drove, I was like, all right, you know what? They proved me wrong. Do you know what the towing capacity is of that?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but it was a pretty high number from what I remember.
It is. It's actually 7,000 pounds for a four-cylinder turbocharged engine, which, you know, a lot of people go, well, that's, you know, I can't, I got to have the V8 to tow with. Well, down here where we are, when you start looking at what exactly is within 7,000 pounds, that's the majority of your boats in this region.
Right, right.
So that's impressive.
Yeah, it really is, and even the, you know, the small campers and, you know, a small car trailer or that kind of stuff. I mean, that's plenty of towing capacity for that.
It really is.
The thing makes right at 300 horsepower, give or take
a few. It does. And when you look at the Silverados from just even a couple of years ago,
right?
That the same horsepower a V8 was putting out.
Right. Right. Yeah, there's you don't have to go very far back to have been in the 250 horsepower range of the, you know, like 99, 2000, you know, 5.7 trucks.
Right.
Which at that time was pretty sporty, you know. And this little four cylinder is putting out more power than that and more torque than that.
And it is, and it's a, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Kevin. We're potty training, and he just accomplished something.
Yep, that's all right. That's all right.
But hey, those are those kind of moments you want to remember.
Get you a drink. Yep. Good job.
That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah, no, but it really is. It's impressive, the numbers they're putting out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I tell you, one of the things I have been impressed with is the infotainment systems and the newer ones.
They got a whole lot going on. I feel like you got to be a rocket scientist to figure it out.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
You know, I'm the truck I'm driving versus what you know. We've always driven more of the top of the line trucks,
right?
For demos, I think I'm going to actually be stepping down. In it, because there's so much stuff on this one. I don't know what half of it does.
Right.
I love the rearview camera, the rearview mirror now, how it's a camera.
Mm-hmm. That takes a little getting used to, you know.
You know it does, but everybody that I've heard that drives with it says they absolutely love it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, especially at night, it gives you a much better view. It almost like it lights everything up a little bit, you know.
And it really does. What's wild is just, I think, where is the technology going?
Oh, yeah.
With it.
Yeah.
Well,
it's even like with the radio, and I'm going to call it a radio, but it's really the infotainment system in the vehicle. It's more like your telephone where you can put apps and stuff on there. If you want the Weather Channel, you can put the Weather Channel on it. If you want, whatever websites, you can put it up there. Yeah,
and that's what's awesome about it. We love it because, and I'm going to go back to having a toddler with us. You know, if he wants to listen to something that he likes to listen to, you know, if it's we're into Jake the Pirate right now, he can. He can take the Wi-Fi and he can stream Jake the Pirate, around town, or we can listen to his little Disney playlist or whatever it is, and he's just tickled to death with it.
Oh, yeah.
All while, you know, my wife and I are sitting up front, and we can be listening to whatever it is we like to listen to.
Right.
And never miss a beat on it.
Yeah.
So
there's a whole lot to be said to not have to listen to Barney,
something
along those lines.
Absolutely.
And still keeping the kids entertained, yeah.
Yeah, and it's sometimes it's like, all right, you know what? Your playlist is over. We're listening to dads now. So.
Exactly, exactly. Well, Brian, why don't you hang on for just a minute, and we'll have to take a break here. And we'll carry on a little bit after the break, okay?
Okay.
All right, and we're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back after these messages. We'll be right back.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is The Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle. If you have any questions, give us a call, 343-0106, or you can send us a text to that same number, 343-0106. And Brian, I know your wife's got your dinner ready for you, but we're only going to keep you for a couple minutes here. Give everybody your hours and what time y'all are there, what days you're there.
We are open Monday through Friday from 9 to 7:30, and then on Saturdays from 9 to 6. Trying to incorporate the service hours.
Yeah, you're trying to drag us into that one, I heard.
Exactly.
But and I know even if you've been out there and looking at cars, you know, up to now, I understand that the new incentives are coming out tomorrow. So
correct. We do have new incentives that are coming out tomorrow, so they'll be I'll know those first thing tomorrow morning. So if anybody's been thinking about a vehicle, now is an absolutely fantastic time to take advantage of it. I will tell you, I do have a couple 18 models that are left that are some absolutely fantastic blowout deals. And if anybody's even remotely kicked around the idea and they're willing to look at something like that, a new model 18, now is the time to take advantage of it, because I guarantee you the deals I'll be able to do this month will be the best time at any time to take advantage of those.
Yeah.
If you ever want to look at inventory, of course, you can go online to ujchevy.com.
That sounds like a great deal. Brian, I do appreciate you calling in and spending some time with us tonight. But go eat your supper and spend some time with your family, because I know you don't get a whole lot of that working sales.
And give that little boy a certificate.
Yep.
Absolutely. You know, we've been working on potty training so much over the last week or so, and I apologize to everybody for having to hear our excitement in this house for accomplishing that. So.
Hey, that's right up there, hey Brian. That's right up there with the first night they sleep all night long.
Yep.
Oh, I know. Let me tell you. This is, I don't know which one I was more excited about: the first night sleeping all the way through, or finally nailing the potty training. Because I'm gonna, you know, I don't know how many of the listeners have children. You know, Noah's age, which is 3 years old. But diapers are expensive nowadays.
Oh,
I have to get a pay raise when he. When he's done with this.
Exactly. Exactly. I understand completely. All right.
Oh, yeah. All right, sir. Well, if you need anything, just let me know.
All right, Brian. I appreciate you calling in. And,
all right, sir.
Enjoy your evening. But that was Brian Smith, sales manager from UJ Chevrolet.
With an unexpected bonus in the conversation.
I always love when Brian calls in. It's you know, keeps it real. He's right there at the house with his wife and son, and they're in the middle of day to day life, and that's always great to hear. But we got some, which just tells you that, you know, it's just real people out there at UJ Chevrolet. You know, they're down to earth. Everybody's you know, really good people. It's been one of the best places I've worked for, and I've been a couple places in town, and I really enjoy working for UJ. I sure do. But, good people, and they take care of their customers, which means a whole lot to me. I think anybody that's listened to this show over the years has heard me go off on people that treat their customers the wrong way.
Yeah.
I'm very particular about that, and Tom is too. So, you know, it's nice to work for people that feel the same way.
Well, the thing about building up that relationship, that also builds up trust. And perhaps means that you'll have many visits down through your years.
Yeah. You know, and I've actually told customers over the years, is like, you know, they'll come in there and you know, they'll come at you with the, well, I don't know if I can trust you, you know, or you know, they just give you that impression, and it's like, you know, well, if you can't trust me, then maybe we don't need to do business.
That's right.
And usually the people that you approach that way and not try and convince them, you know, what a great guy you are or whatever, you know, it's they usually end up being a better customer than some of the ones that just go the other direction. But it's, you know,
it's all about relationship. Plus having the knowledge and the talent to take care of not only selling a vehicle, but repairing them.
Right. Well, and I was talking with one of my techs today, and you know, it's amazing how often I see a vehicle come in that you know, someone has spent, you know, hundreds or thousands of dollars on at other repair facilities, or even just the parts stores buying pieces and sticking them on, and then come to us as a last resort when it was really only $100 or $200 repair. You know, if they would have just, you know, brought it to us to begin with.
Yeah, you sure don't want to go someplace to have them fix something that's not broken.
Yeah, you know, and that's I see that from time to time, and that really gets under my skin a lot too. You know, things that were done that I know it did not need.
Yeah,
you know, that's where it really gets to me. You know, I can't stand that, and you know, and I see it from time to time. You know, there's and yeah, I'm not going to name names, but there's companies out there, major companies, international, I mean, not international, but nationally owned corporations that that's the way they do business,
yeah.
You know, and I just absolutely, and I'm sure you've heard on the show here over the years, we've gone off on them a few times, and you know, it's just totally uncalled for.
Is the text machine on?
It is on, so I have not received a text tonight, so if anybody has any questions, give us a call or send us a text.
343-0106, and if you're outside the greater Mobile area, stick the 251 in front of it. I had one question I wanted to ask you, and this is of concern to a member of our my family.
Right.
And I don't know when this change occurred, where we have what happened with my daughter's vehicle. The fan in front of the radiator has quit running.
Right.
And I think it may have gotten fixed the last day or two. I haven't asked her about it. But why is that fan necessary? Is it because the engines run hotter, or the radiators are not as efficient? You know, in the earlier days, I don't remember. Oh, there was a fan in there, but it didn't always run after you turned the car off.
Right. Well, you know, the big difference nowadays is most all of our vehicles are front-wheel drive.
Right.
And the motor's in there sideways. So you can't really have a belt-driven fan on the motor that pulls air across the radiator anymore. Because
it's pointed the wrong way.
Yeah, it's pointed the wrong direction. So what they do, they've gone to an electric fan, and it's actually more efficient because you're not constantly driving that mechanical fan, which is, you know, drawing horsepower and fuel from the motor. So you're actually better off with the electric fans. They do a better job of keeping the cars cool. They can, you know, control the temperature of the cars way better. The cars actually run warmer now than what they used to for fuel economy. You know, it's all done by design. So,
well, what she was saying is, as long as she was going down the highway, the temperature stayed in a normal range.
Right.
And she was very worried because, you know, seems like daily we have multiple traffic pileups or backups on I-10,
right,
especially on I-10, but on 65 too.
Mm-hmm.
And she said whenever she would stop at a traffic light, she could sit there and watch the temperature gauge start slowly climbing.
Yep.
And she was very worried about getting into one of those deals where traffic just comes to a stop and you're stuck.
Well, and that's a real problem because, you know, not only are we running the motors hotter for fuel economy and that means that we're also getting closer to that point to where you're going to boil the water. So you don't have a whole lot of leeway there for it to start heating up before you are starting to boil water and causing problems. You know, it, a motor can run hot and not damage it as long as the water is controlled and it's not boiling. You know, so that's the big thing. That's the reason it's pressurized. That's the reason you run antifreeze coolant to raise that boiling point. As long as you can control the boiling point of that coolant, you're really not doing any damage to the motor. So it's just really important. But looks like it's time for us to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors. And I want everybody to be ready to give us a phone call when we get back from the break. But we're going to let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
With the radio, she needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle, normally along with Tom Claxton, but he's off tonight. He's with his wife. She's battling a little bit right now. We want to keep her in our thoughts and prayers, and her and Tom and their whole family. But hopefully Tom will be able to come back and be on with us next week. But we just got to keep him in our thoughts for sure. We did get a text message. Just wanted you guys to know that we really enjoy the show, even if we don't call or have a question. Keep up the good work, and it's nice to know people enjoy the show. And
kind of gets lonely in here when the lights are not blinking and the texts are not writing.
Yeah, you know, as long as we got something to talk about, I'm good. We can always make up something if we don't. All right. I tell you, we were talking a minute ago about the temperature and how crazy hot it's already been this year. I can't remember the last time we had this kind of weather before June, and it seems like everything we've had coming in the shop is either running hot or AC concern. You know, it's never a problem until it gets, 100 degrees outside.
But how important is it and how difficult is it to change the cabin filter on the air conditioner?
It's very important to change.
How often should that happen? I realize there are gauges now that come on and tell you to change it.
Not for the cabin filter, unfortunately, but it's we inspect them whenever we do an oil service on your vehicles.
Aren't they up under the dash somewhere?
They're up under the dash, so we like to look at them. And heck, around here, if you go through pollen season one good time, it's usually pretty loaded up. So
might explain why your sinus condition doesn't clear up.
It can happen. And it's basically a HEPA filter. That keeps most of that out of your car. Keeps the dust down. If you're in a very dusty or dirty environment with your car, you're going to have to change it more often than someone that's running down a highway all the time through clean air. So.
Do you still have the option of switching over and bringing mixing in outside air?
Yeah, well, you will always bring in some outside air. They never totally seal off the outside anyway.
Yeah.
Even though it says recirculated, and we have people from time to time say, "Well, I can still smell some of the outside fumes or whatever if I'm in traffic heavy or whatever." Well, what you have to understand is, they've sealed up these cars so well that,
Got to have a little oxygen.
Well, if you were to totally seal off the system, carbon dioxide would build up in the car, and it just put you to sleep, and you'd run off the road. So it's a safety concern. They actually block open the fresh air door just a little bit to where it does not totally seal off. Just for that purpose, I think it brings in about 10% outside air all the time. And it keeps keeps air conditioner cooling better, believe it or not, just because it keeps it from freezing up the evaporator inside, bringing in that little bit warmer air from outside. It actually helps it do that.
So is that the only filter on the air conditioner is the cabin?
Yeah, that's the only filter they have for them.
Now, you've got an air filter for the engine, but that's a different thing.
Right. That's a different animal, but and we check those as well. And it, like I say, it really just depends on how you, where you drive it, you know, as to how often you have to do it. But that's something that we do check on a regular basis, you know. You know, the manufacturer recommends having your oil changed at least by 7,500 miles. We recommend doing it every five. We rotate tires and change oil on a recommended 5,000 mile interval. Me personally, I still rotate and change oil on mine every 3,000. One thing I've learned.
It doesn't hurt it to change too often.
Well, and that's the thing is I have never seen a motor hurt because the oil was changed too often.
Yeah.
Yeah. It you can't hurt it for doing that. These things are so technical now. They're all chain driven, long timing chains, actuators that are controlling cam timing, solenoids that are controlling rocker arm ratios. So there's just a whole lot of stuff going on inside that motor that is controlled by oil, and very small orifices that the oil has to pass through for it to operate properly. So keeping good quality clean oil in them is really just mandatory. You have to do it if you want it to live.
Once upon a time, my son had a Saturn, dare I say another brand name, but they don't make them anymore.
Well, it was GM, so I'm okay.
Yeah,
with
it was a GM-related division.
Yeah.
And but anyhow, and I think he bought it in Indiana, and there was some kind of a sales incentive that as long as you own the car, come in every 3,000 miles, we will give you the oil change for free.
Right.
Well, when he got down in Mobile, I think they got really where they hated to see him drive up because every 3,000 miles, like clockwork,
yep,
he changed the oil. And I think he told me he had a little over 350,000 miles when he sold it finally.
Yeah, yeah. There's
which says that the engine will just about go on forever if you keep the oil in it.
You know, and I've seen people that have had oil consumption issues, that have had, you know, just problems with the timing actuators and that on their motors, and it all goes back to maintenance. You know, they use oil, they're going to use a little bit between oil changes because they have to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one thing, they're creating less drag on the rings for fuel economy and power, but you have to let some oil past the valve seals and pass the rings to keep the cylinders lubricated, keep pistons lubricated, keep valve stems lubricated. If you don't, then you will have a failure. Two dry pieces of metal rubbing together is going to seize eventually. So it has to lubricate. So that lubrication has to go somewhere, and it has to come out through the exhaust. We never had. Most people say, well, you know, I had a 80 model whatever, and it didn't burn oil like this. Well, yeah, it did, but you were changing your oil every 3,000 miles on the recommendations, and people just didn't check their oil and still don't. And the problem is you're trying to go 7,500 miles, so you're going more than twice as far and still not checking the oil, and guess what? Then you're getting to a point where it's too low. Instead of using that quart and at 3,000 miles, now it's using two quarts or a little better, and you notice now. You know, so
it's just another reason why we, those of us who have been around, miss full service gas stations.
Yeah,
they would check your tires and check the oil and the water and wash your windshield and fill it up.
Yeah, but there you'd be amazed. There's not many people around anymore that really remember a full service station.
Oh, I know. I tried to explain that to some grandkids, and they didn't know what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah. It's, I mean, I've been to a couple, but
I don't think there's any left in town, are there?
There may still be the Shell station down on Government Boulevard, maybe. I'm not sure if they still do it or not, but that was the last holdout that I remember doing that. So. Yeah. But it's they're few and far between for sure.
So check your sticker and see if it's time tomorrow to change your oil.
Yep. Bring it on in. We're doing a bunch of them, so one more is not going to kill us.
That's
so,
right. Yeah. I think it's about time to say goodnight, Kevin.
It is awful close to it, and I want to thank everybody for listening to the Car Doctor Show.
And get up to Atmore Dragway.
Get to the dragway, and I want to give a quick shout-out to J.J. Day, our driver for our Outlaw stock from Mobile International Speedway with the Presser Brothers. We've raced one time this year and won one time, so it's had a really good night out a couple weeks ago, and hopefully we can in 2 weeks when we race again.
Enjoyed it, Kevin.
All right, we'll be back.